Blog Talk Radio.
I have no music on today. Okay. Well, I was wondering what music I played, and I don't have any music, so that's the start of the show, right? I couldn't decide what music to play, so I guess I made that decision, and then nothing is on. Hi, it's Marcia Cook, and it's, well, it's Tuesday, but it's a very special, it's a World of Ink special, because we're going to meet today's woman, the Blog Talk Radio host. And so we have, most of them are here, but because we have some bad weather, some aren't here. So, but I'll just say hello to Willow. Willow. Hello, Willow.
Willow. Hello, Marcia.
Oh, okay. There you go. And Kelly is here. And we're going to talk to everybody in a minute. And Carol. And let's see. We got everybody here and Susan. Okay. And we don't have Ashley because she's in bad weather. And we don't have Stacy here. But we thank Kelly for coming on today. She'll just be with us for a little while. And let's see. Okay. I should talk about, I'm off kilter because when I don't have my song, I have that time to think about what I'm going to say. All right. We've had some great shows, and we're going to really have some very good shows coming up, such as this one. We're trying a lot of new things because, you know, you got to keep changing. After 5 years on the air, the World of Ink, we need to have, you know, some new things. And so we've really got a good one coming up this Sunday. All right. And I have a show that I'm going to, let's see. Fran does not have a show this week, and let's see, I'm just looking at the schedule here. I have a show on Tuesday, yes. I have a great show with William Maltese. I don't know if anybody knows him. He's great. He has like over 200 books. He's been on my show a lot of times. He's a lot of fun. And his sister, the two of them wrote a cookbook, and it's like their mom's recipes, but it's not like recipes. He has done a gluten-free and things like that, but now this is like from the old school where you have cream sauces and everybody actually enjoyed what they were eating. So they will be on next Tuesday with me. It's true. You know that. It's true. This is like the old time when people ate, like, you know, they didn't like look and say this is gluten-free, this doesn't have sugar, this doesn't have fat. It had a lot of everything in it. But so they're going to be on. It's going to be a great show, and he's a great guest. His sister, I've not met her, but he's been on several times. And then we have a recap of the Academy Awards, which we do every year, and Kelly Abell will be up with us, Melissa Keir, I think Arnold Rudnick will be with us. Me and Virginia are doing the show, and it should be a lot of fun. And yes, also Joanna Doster will be with us on that show too, because we're going to talk, we thought we'd do it like after so we can talk about who did win and who didn't win. And so that'll be fun. And that's about it, I think, right now. And we're going to talk about Sunday's show. Yes, it'll be a good one. Willow, why don't you talk about everybody for a few minutes? And when we talked on the phone, you said this would be a great idea. So let's talk about the show and who you decided that we should have on for our new hosts, and which we're so happy about.
Well, I am so excited about this show, and I'm so excited that my friends are joining me on this show, because each of them are just wonderful people and inspirational women, strong women, which is, of course, why we titled the show Today's Woman.
Right. Yeah.
We all have different walks of life, and we touch different age groups, and the point of the show is to discuss modern issues for today's woman, and, you know, kind of have a roundtable discussion about dealing with these issues. None of us are actually experts in the field of anything other than we are all authors and we are all businesswomen of some sort, and
which everybody on the show has done a lot of different things. Everybody's done a lot of different things. So, you know, we're all,
everybody,
you know, women do a lot of different things, and that's why it's going to be diversified, because that's what women do. A million things.
Right, right. I read an article that was going around Facebook yesterday, and it was from Oprah.com, and I don't know the name of the journalist who wrote it, but she was talking about how women stress themselves out because they don't feel like they're achieving enough. And everybody does, you know, so many different things. And one of the things she said was she was concerned that she wasn't accomplishing enough with her life. She'd written 5 books, but she was afraid that she had spent more time writing than what she should and wasn't dealing with, you know, other aspects of her life. And this is exactly the kind of thing that we're going to discuss. And people can call in and ask questions or put
right.
their two cents in.
And I hope we get that for this show. I hope we do get that for that show, because I think that, you know, it's really good. And, you know, maybe you could we could tweet on it, because I think that, you know, I think that having audience, you know, call in, it's so good to hear what they have to say, you know, because sometimes we're not thinking of things when we're doing the show, but a live audience is a great thing to have. So hopefully over the time that we'll
right.
get more people listening in, you know, because we have a lot of people that listen archive. And, you know, the purpose of this show would be great if they could call in, you know, and ask questions and give their opinions also. So maybe we should introduce everybody
yeah.
so they can all come on. And but maybe, you know, Kelly, why don't you talk first in case you have to leave? So this is Kelly Abell. She's been on the show lots of times. She's you know, she's been with Willow on Friday night. She's been with me.
She's
and
on
then
the
now
paranormal
she's
been, hour, yep.
Yes, and, you know, so now she's with the girls, the women. Are we girl? I call everybody girls. I don't care how old anybody is. This way it just covers everything. All right, Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hello. Thanks for being allowing me to be with you tonight, and I am so excited about this show. It's I'm becoming, you know, kind of old hat at this radio thing. This is
yeah, I know. You know, considering I dragged you into these things. Yes, I think so.
I didn't come kicking and screaming. I came willingly. So.
Yeah, I know.
But yes, my name is Kelly Abell, and I am a romance author that writes in different genres in romance. I do some contemporary romance. I do paranormal. I also write young adult paranormal as well. And I also have my own graphic arts company that I do work with authors from all over the world, really, and do book covers and trailers and promotional materials like web banners and all that kind
and
of
all,
stuff.
And all the banners that I have on my 5 million blogs and Facebook pages, you do for me. So Kelly does all of mine, and she does a great job.
I appreciate it very much.
I don't drive her crazy, which one to change. I've been good. I haven't changed that much. Okay. All right, I just wanted to add that. They're great. They're really good. All right, go ahead.
And I'm excited about the show because it is women today face a lot more issues than they used to. And one of the things that my son and I were talking about, and he's 20, and this might be a great topic, so I won't go into too much detail about it, but he was watching the show Mad Men. And I don't know if all of you are familiar with it, but it's a TV show set back in the, you know, the late 50s, early 60s. And the role that women played in the corporate workforce back then was very subservient. You know, if you wanted to get there, it was very common to use your feminine wiles to, you know, to get there. And not that that doesn't occur today, but I think we've earned a bit more respect for the things that we bring to the table, and we fought hard for that as women. And, you know, I wouldn't consider myself a feminist, but I would consider myself a very strong woman. And I think some of the issues that we'll discuss will really hit home with a lot of people, not just working mothers, but also, you know, everybody who is working in this, whether you work from home or whether you work as a stay-at-home mom or whether you work in a corporation, you know, it affects everybody. It affects everybody. I had a call coming in. Sorry.
All right. Go ahead. No, that's okay. That's okay. All right.
I think it's going to be a great opportunity for all of us.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a great one. Susan, how are you? Hi. Nice to meet you.
I'm good. Thanks for having us on the show.
Oh no, it's going to be great.
It's great.
Yeah. I'm glad to meet everybody. There's a couple of you I didn't know, which you and Carol, I don't think I knew from, you know, you've not been on the show, but you will be on. So do you want to tell everybody a lot of, you know, whatever you need to tell them yourself, because is it time to do it?
Sure. I'd love to share a little bit about me. If I share too much, just tell me TMI.
That's okay.
And I'll stop.
Right.
I have a tendency to get on a roll. I'm very shy, so when I first get started, it's kind of like you have to tug things out of me. But after a while,
This is a new experience. I mean, if you've never been, have you been on radio shows?
I've actually been on a television show and on a radio show as guest before, so that's it's not uncommon for me, but I was much younger and much more timid. As I've aged, I've gotten a little like, you know, that old meme that goes around on Facebook every once in a while about how the older you get, the less you care about what you say. Yeah, that's kind of where I am right now. And I know Carol can relate to that. But when Willow first contacted me, I was so excited because I think this is just a great idea for women out there to have that anonymous way of touching base and just saying, you know, I'm not happy about this, or what can we as women do to change that, and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and give us a community that we can talk to and connect with. And I find that as a writer, I have that community now that I never had before, and I am excited that women are connecting with each other. We're not staying in our own little families. We're not being restricted by our marriages, but a lot, I know that a lot of women, that's where their focus is because that's what their husbands and children demand of them. But I'm finding that a lot more younger women, my own children included, who are in their late 20s, early 30s, are much more willing to go outside of their families and have that wonderful job they've always wanted, or that opportunity to do something instead of sacrificing and waiting until they're too old to really appreciate it. So, like my daughter is in her, my oldest is in her middle 30s, and I bought her the opportunity to jump out of an airplane, and she's going to go do it.
Oh, that's Willow. Willow wanted to do that. Willow, you were supposed to do that, but
I'm still doing it.
Good. I'll come and watch you. I'll take pictures. But not of
I'm doing it next month, so come on.
Oh, all right. I'll be there.
Maybe you should wait till the weather's a little better. A little bit. This might not be.
I'm expecting it to be nicer. I mean, towards the end of March. I want to do it around my birthday. I wanted to do it last year. I was determined it was going to happen, and then it just all the cards were against me. So this year it's going down. It's
good.
Going down.
So are you.
Sure.
You're gonna be jumping
as my kids
going
say,
down.
it's about to get real.
Well, it's an experience that you don't wanna. Once you've done it, you're like, why did I wait so long? This is so awesome and fun. I had a horrible headache afterwards, but it was still, I would do it again in a heartbeat. So
really,
it's nice to have this group. To work out into that community of women out there who are probably thinking, I'm sitting at home, maybe I can steal an hour to 2 hours away and have some me time. And I hope there's lots of folks out there listening to the show tonight that are thinking, gosh, this is something I want to do February 22nd, 2 to 4 Central Time. I don't know what time it is for everyone else, but I know that's what I'm going to be on.
But I would say that our shows are always archived, so right after the show, they're out and they're on iTunes and they're all over the. I mean, we post, Virginia and I post everywhere, and you know, because they'll be on iTunes and they're always archived. So anytime they click the link after the show, they'll be able to hear it at any time. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes on forever. Right. I mean, and on worldofinknetwork.com, it's always there. It'll as soon as the show is over, it's there. So anybody can hear it. Okay, we have one more person here,
well,
right?
I've taken up enough. Yeah,
okay, go ahead.
And if you want to hear more about each of us, come on the show and listen to us. We'll give a little introduction of who we are and what's our topic for the month. And, you know, every month it'll be something different, but if somebody comes on the show and they want to add something to something they heard previously, since they are archived and, you know, they may have a question, they definitely can do that the second hour. They can, you know, get on it and chat with us. But anyway, I'm going to let somebody else take over because I can feel myself starting to babble here. I don't want to do that. So it just makes people think, oh, she's an old woman. Look at her. She's going on and on. So, but anyway.
This is the thing. This is the good thing about radio. You don't have to say your age. You don't say anything, and you don't have to do the age card. They don't know how old you are. They have no idea. They don't know what you look like. just pretend you're any age you want to be. That's what we do here. We don't care about, we don't really, you know what, because the truth is they do place too much on age, you know. I mean, they really do, you know, and I think what's happening to the world, I think that actually people are realizing that people over 40 actually know a lot of things. So I think that might work out in our best interest here, that we do know some things. All right, we have Carol.
Hi. Hi, Marcia.
Hi.
Thank you for
Hello.
Having
nice
me.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Okay, so I've never met a stranger. I'm a hugger. I love to smile. This is my second life. I died at the age of 40 and on the table, on the OR table. And I realized I used to be shy, withdrawn. What people thought of me was really, you know, upmost in my mind. And now I don't. Now it's a completely different life. I started writing with my son 5 years ago. I always wanted to write a book, and he came to me and said, Mom, it's on your bucket list. We're going to do it. And we wrote our first book. It took us 9 months. Yes, it was very hard. I had to start treating him like an adult instead of, well, he was an adult. He was 25, but, you know, you got that motherly thing, you know. And my husband, luckily, was a referee. He came in and timed out a lot of times. And so we put out our first book, and then we've written 4 books together. And and then last year I decided to write a little romantic comedy just by myself. And because, you know, I'm an older mother, but I still think about the younger generation. And because our books are YA and middle grade, I changed my name. And,
I couldn't find you. This could be why. I'm looking. Yes. I'm thinking, like, I know she's right, but I don't. I can't find anything. I'm sitting there. What name? Oh, can you tell us the name? Can tell us the name?
Do
you
write it? My name? Okay. Yes. Uh-huh. My name is Amanda Jason. And
now I make sense. I couldn't find you. Okay.
It has a special meaning. My first pregnancy, I didn't miscarry twins. I was an experiment in the military, and I lost a set of twins. And their names were Amanda and Jason.
Wow.
So I put their names out of my book. And part of it was bittersweet because, excuse me, when it debuted, I was kind of a mess because I saw their names everywhere. But part of me was, like, so happy because it went worldwide. And it was just amazing. It just completely made me feel accomplished, even though it's no literary genius, but it's something I did myself. And it just means a lot to me. So,
I just ask one question? When you said you were on the operating table, you were having surgery,
yes.
And then so
I
did
broke,
you?
I broke my neck. Yeah,
oh,
I broke
my
neck.
Wow.
And I walked around for 4 months with a broken neck. And then my second surgery, everything just, as soon as they put me under the anesthetic, I stopped breathing and my heart stopped. And I don't remember it. One of my friends told me that if I did remember it, I'm the kind of person that I would want to be where I was supposed to go. I would be, because being on Earth, it's kind of sad for me sometimes. I feel a lot of the pain that's going on. And this is why this radio station, this radio blog thing that we're going to be doing, I think it's wonderful because I think sometimes we listen to the news as women, we take it on because most of us are natural mothers and we want to mother the earth. And I think we get frustrated sometimes. But no, I didn't see a white light.
I was going to ask you that. This is not Willow's show, but I just was asking you that because I thought, you know, I'm thinking, these are Willow's friends. Okay, I got it now.
Willow is you know, I've never listened to her paranormal because I need to learn how to get on there, okay? This was easy calling into a number, but I'm
telling I'm going to tell you something. It's not you. It's not you. I'm going to tell you. I have tried to listen to some shows, and this is what I do because I've unlimited on my phone. I call in, and I tell whoever the host is that I'm just listening, and then I just listen, and they don't call because I can't. It goes in and out, and, I mean, I've been doing this for 5 years, and it drives me insane. And it really is hard, and that's a problem for Blog Talk. I hope they're listening because they listen to some of these shows. It's very difficult to get in this show sometimes. You cannot hear it. you know, and but when it's archived, it works perfectly. So I don't
know,
go figure that. But
okay.
I call in because Willow knows. I say, I'm not talking, I'm just calling you, you know, and I do that because, yeah, if you call in the number that you called right now to get on,
yes.
that's the number, and just tell whoever the host is that you don't want to talk, you just want to listen, and you can listen.
Oh, okay.
It's much easier.
Well,
this is really hard to get in.
If it's live.
Yeah, if it's live.
If it's live, right.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
okay.
if we talk to you, this is not a good thing.
Yeah,
because
well,
we're
I live
not
in a small. I live in a small town, and we're supposed to have this super fast Xfinity, but it's not super fast. And so sometimes my
No, I don't even think
know,
any of them
computer.
Are. They say they're fast. I have Xfinity, and we have Comcast and whatever, and you know
yeah,
what? It's not.
Yeah.
But it is difficult
yeah.
getting into this show, I will say. So that's probably, if you want to
okay.
listen, that's the best way. You can listen to any show easier.
Okay. That
okay.
sounds wonderful. That's
or
wonderful.
When it's over,
anyway,
you click
to,
on.
Okay. Back to the paranormal.
Yes.
On the back of my book, our first book, you know how you put in your little biography, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it says, so we put in our biographies. My son wrote them. And I saw my first ghost at 8. My mom's English, my dad's American. And I spent most of my life in England. And so when we go to schools and talk, that's what kids pick up on. They read that biography.
Yeah.
And they'll say, did you see a ghost? And
do
so,
they like to talk
yeah,
about that?
So,
do they like to talk about that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they
it's
do.
Just, it's amazing. And I believe, you know, there's things that we don't know, we don't understand.
Oh, I'm sure.
And we just have to go with it. You know, it's...
do any of you know Sam Oliver? Do you know who Sam Oliver is? Look him up. He's really good. He's been on my show several times.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been on a long time. He's actually a minister, a hospice minister, and he goes and talks to people. But he has written several books about angels and things like that, and he's really good. I should have him on one of these shows. He's so interesting. I think certainly all of you would like that. So I think that's,
oh,
you know.
Definitely.
You know, Willow, you know, he would be good for your show. He's very interesting, you know, and he talks to people, like, right toward the end. So that's a whole different, you know, thing. And he's been on, he's just been a while since he's been on. So, I mean, certainly with you guys on here today, hear from all, you know, this is what you guys are into, you know, because I know Willow, this is your thing.
Yeah.
That's why she
is.
Has her
oh,
show.
Yeah.
And I'm on the show. I'm always, you know, I'm in the background of the show listening all the time because sometimes.
I just met someone today. Go ahead.
I'm done.
Who's going?
No. I just met someone today, and they were laughing. They were saying something about they were crazy, and I said, "You're crazy. Everybody knows me as the crazy ghost lady. I'm pretty sure I got you beat there, buddy."
Oh yes, I tend to gravitate to. I tend to hug people that need hugs. I know it sounds weird.
No, it doesn't, because you want to know why. This is really funny that you said that. My husband, we married so many years, but when we first were going together, I'm always hugging everybody and kissing them, and he was like, he thought it was so weird. I've been this way always. I know what you're talking about. You mm-hmm. hug people, and you know, and it's just the thing I always did. And I think he was like, who are you? Because, you know, it is, not everybody does that. You know,
yeah,
but I think
yeah.
it's you know, I think
yeah.
it makes people feel good sometimes, you know, when, you know, they know that somebody is caring about them.
Carol gives
about
the best
hugs.
Carol gives the best hugs. Her hugs
best
are like hugs. Almost, they're healing.
Yeah, because I think people are afraid to get that close
Carol,
to people.
You know
people don't
hugged.
Like to get close to each other, which is not a good thing.
I
you know?
Know,
I mean, it really isn't. They don't like to, you know, and the one thing about that, you all of you will find, that when you do shows, I mean, I have met the greatest people that, you know, and we've been friends for years already, but I've met people I never would have ever met in my life because we're all in different areas. So I think that's one good thing that doing the shows has done because I take notes a lot because I really learn a lot of things that other people do, you know, with the PR, with this or whatever. I mean, as much as anybody thinks they know, there's always more to learn. So I think that you will like the show because you'll like doing it because it is, you know, Virginia Grenier, we're both the World of Ink, and we've never met. We've been doing shows together for 5 years. So one of these days, I know, I've not met Kelly, and, you know, I've not met Willow either. And it feels like we all know each other, but we don't, which is so weird. you know, but that's how this
I
is.
I just realized we've never actually met in person.
I know. Well, maybe we have.
I talked to you so much. I talked to you so much, it's like we're related.
I know.
Maybe in a previous life?
Maybe. We all, you know, it is a good thing. You know, it is really, I mean, you feel after a certain amount of time that you just know these people and you know what they're
mm-hmm.
thinking sometimes, you know,
yeah.
and you could feel like, certainly when you're on a show with them, like sometimes I know that Willow, like when we have... When she has her show, it's like sometimes I know exactly what she's thinking when the guests are talking, you know, and because we all know each other, you know, and
yeah.
it's not just that we do shows together. We actually talk to each other when we're not on the show,
yeah.
you know, but it's fun. So I think you're all
yeah.
going to like doing this, and it sounds like it's going to be a good show because you're all going to be, you know, getting to know each other and thinking like each other. So I think it's not thinking exactly like each other, but I mean, you all have opinions, but sometimes... You can change your opinion, but if somebody else says something that you might be interested in. So I think this is going to be
yeah.
a good show that, you know, for women. And, you know, it's a good show also for men to listen to because they can maybe understand women because they're always saying they don't understand women.
I know. And yet they're the ones that are
really
complex.
I know. Which is true.
And it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It is.
It's going to be funny. Stacy's not on the show, but I got to tell you all about Stacy work. Now, I've known Stacy for a long time, as long as I've known Carolyn Suth, and as a matter of fact, we all met at the same time. And this woman is hysterical. I have told her a bajillion times that she really should try her hand at stand-up comedy because she is hilarious.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. It's like every word that comes. Don't you guys think? She's just hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So did you all meet it? Did you meet like at Utopia or?
At Utopia,
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's how you met. Yeah. So and as everybody.
Yeah, we all met at Utopia.
When is it this year? It's in Nashville, right?
Still in Nashville, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. When is it again? I keep saying this, and I haven't gone yet. I want to go one of these days.
June 18th through the 24th.
See, I should say, I forgot to say who I am. I should say that. Okay, I am an author and a screenwriter, and I have a Holocaust book. I always forget to say what I do, so I'm thinking, you know, and the young adult market is a great market, you know. I mean, we've had a lot of authors on that are young adults, and, you know, it's Jo Michaels is big in that. You know, she was on our show. Remember, Willow? She was
mm-hmm.
great. And, you know, Utopia is just really about women getting together and learning about each other and meeting. It is nice to meet face, you know, face to face. So I think
it is. And the fact that Janet let me bring my son because he was the one that got me to write. And we were the first. I think there was like 76 people, wasn't there, Willow, the first year, Susan? Like 76 of us?
Yeah.
And,
yeah, there were...
And we'd all met online, so we didn't know half, you know, we had never physically seen each other.
Yeah, that's...
But it was like we were one
right.
big family. It was
yeah.
amazing.
Oh,
I really
amazing.
I'd like to go to Nashville. I'm dying to go to Nashville. I'm dying to go to Nashville, so I might have to, I really do want to go to Nashville. And my husband's not going to, I want to go badly. I really do. It's one of my places to go. I think
it's a very nice town.
It was a very nice town. Yeah. It is. We had a lovely time. It was just fantastic. And we've all just been friends ever since. You know, it's
yeah.
like when you go to camp
yeah.
when you're a kid, you meet that best
right.
friend in D.C.
Yeah,
your best friend your whole life. Only this time there's a bunch of us.
yes. And luckily we find the women that are not the backbiting, backstabbing, you know, kind of normal, I guess. You can call us normal.
I'm not sure if people look at me
us.
As exactly. I don't know if they've thought about me as normal. You know, also, Willow, you have to talk about yourself for a minute because you have a new book that came out. Willow, we
yes.
didn't talk about you yet. Go
oh,
ahead.
Yeah, Bear Tell.
That's why I forgot
Bear
about me, too. Go ahead.
Just
yes.
released. I'm glad you said something. Bear Tell's just released. That's the book that Jennifer Malone Wright, KB Miller, and myself have written, published by Anchor Group. It is 99 cents for the full-length novel right now, but that price is going to change in like two, 3 days.
Yeah, I just got it today.
Go
I just got it right now, right before the show.
Get it. If you want to get it, listen, this is not your, this is not the fairy tale your grandma told you, I promise you. And it is not for children. So for God's sake, don't read it to your children. It's not.
How about my dog?
It is not
dog,
for anyone
okay?
under the age of 16.
Oh, darn.
You know what they were saying?
Then?
You know what they said the other on the news a little while ago? They were saying that, you know, drive-in theaters have 50 Shades of Grey. So there are a lot of scenes that sometimes wherever the drive-in is that I guess people can see the scene, no matter what your age is. Wait,
oh, wow.
Kelly's back. Yeah. So
imagine that.
Imagine that. Wait, I think Kelly's
it's not
back. Maybe.
That. It's not erotica. It is no, there's no... It's not that. It's just that it is definitely adult humor. It is, and it's funny. I mean, if you can't read this book and laugh, you have no sense of humor.
Well, laughter is really good. Kelly, are you on? Kelly, are you on now? I think you're on.
I'm back.
Okay, you're back. Okay. All right. No, I think laughing is good. It really is a good thing. Except when you're in school, though. Except when you're in school, they don't like you to do that too much. Good
no,
thing.
No.
Frown on that.
But I would say that most of us
you're
on here might not. Did you do that?
Either.
Did you do that in school? Because I know I did. So did you do that? Anybody? Because I did talk a lot in high school.
Do what? Magic?
Talking.
Talk. Okay.
Yeah. Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, are you kidding? I got in trouble all the time for talking.
Talks too much on the report card all the time.
Did you get that? Yeah, I got
week.
That. Yep.
Every time I got any kind of report, talks too much was on there.
Yep,
no,
nope.
Not me. No, well, I went to
ironically,
school.
My third grade
you
teacher.
Speak.
Oh, you went to Catholic school? Is that what you said?
No, I went to English school in England. And yeah,
the
you
English
have to raise
school.
Your hand.
And,
yeah, you know, in England, because I went to English school. I didn't go. I went
oh,
to like
yeah.
School. And, you know, I used to come over here and think, oh, my gosh, it's so much different. I go back over there, and you did not say anything unless you put your hand up and it could be up there for an hour before they'd even acknowledge you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. We're talking. Yeah. McCain, you did do caning back then. And I just went back to England a few years ago and I was talking to one of my classmates and we said, both of us said, I wonder what ever happened to, and we both said the name at the same time. And this poor kid was always being caned. He was the most devilish child. And I wondered what happened to him because he was always into trouble. And, I never wanted that cane. I was shy. I
what
was
did
quiet.
They do with the cane? They hit you with it, you mean?
Oh, they either hit you across the open hand or they hit you on the back of the leg. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I have second grade teachers that did that. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, you did not, you were not, I was brought up where children were seen and not heard. And, So yeah, so now I'm really hurt. Let me tell you, I'm all over there. I talk to everybody. I swear. Nobody's going
to
say anything.
But as an author, and don't you think talking to people is good? I mean, you know, I know, like you look at people and you listen to them because that you're not cop, but you just it's listening to what they say. It means something to authors to hear
right.
other people talk. I think it's really, you know.
Well, it's really sad because, you know, I watch people, you know, on Facebook and stuff when we talk about going to conventions and how scared they are. Because writers are really solitary. We tend to, you know, we write by ourselves except for, well, my son and I still write by ourselves because he's in Orlando. And I'm an hour away. But so you go to conventions and really, really – it saddens me that people are so nervous because they think we're going to judge them. And this year at Utopia, we're going to have something that on Wednesday night, there's a group of us older, you know, people that were there at the very beginning, and we were asked to greet the new people and make them feel at home because there's been a few people that have made mention after the convention that they were just in their rooms most of the time. They were lonely, they were scared, they didn't want to put themselves out there. And it really broke my heart, you know, because...
Well, you know what? Give them my name, and they can be on a show. so they can talk to, on my show. I'll take them on the show because really, that's why sometimes I have 4 or 5 people on, because I've had a lot of people that have never been on shows, and sometimes, you know, after they're on the first time, then they'll always come back, but they don't know what to expect. And I remember, I'm not quiet at all, but on my first show that I did with Red River, I only went on for 6 minutes. I was just a guest, and I was wrecked. Because you don't know what to expect of radio if you've never been on it. And, with people I could talk, but when I became an author, I always never wanted to, the publisher would say, go out and, you have to go on a radio show. I go, I'm not doing this. This is 5 years ago. And I didn't want to. So I get it. And once they come on, then they just feel at ease. So just give them, tell them to call me or email me and they can come on a show.
Well,
this way they'll at least loosen up.
There was one young lady, and she had mentioned she was going to be scared when she was coming. And I saw her the first day, and I hugged her, and I said, I can't believe I'm meeting you, and blah, blah, blah. And I lost track of her because we had like 300 and something people there. And we, at the end of the convention, you go out, get up, and you say what you got from the convention, if you want to say anything. And she got up there and she says, I was so scared. I was in my room. I just didn't want to come out and blah, blah, blah. And she kept going on and on. And she said, finally, I said, you know what? It's your fault you're sitting in your room. You get out there and meet people. And she said, I did. And she says, oh, my gosh, I am so. And everybody was in tears. I mean, we were all in tears. We all wanted to hug her. And she left real quick. And we didn't get to hug her. Mm-hmm. And later on Facebook, everybody's Facebooking her saying, that she really moved us. And so I think, it's hard to put yourself out there. And especially you see authors that say, oh, my book's being published tomorrow. I'm so sick to my stomach. Because if you look at my son always tells me not to go on Goodreads. He says, oh, Mom, don't go on there and read. I've read every review on Goodreads. And I laugh because, not everybody likes what you write. And then
Look at this is why there's so many different genres, and this is why there's so much going on, you can't listen to what people say. I mean, because someone doesn't like your book, and, some people, they feel that it's necessary to tell people how they don't like that. I mean, and it's really not. Just don't even write the review then. But Goodreads, I don't like Goodreads. I'm on it, but it drives me crazy. When I'm on it, I get off it because it's so much to do on there, and I think it's a very complicated site and not very, it's like what book do you, who's reading what book? And a lot of these people are never going to read any of these books.
Yeah.
So,
it corrects me
right.
when people give a 1-star to a book that hasn't even come out yet.
Well,
just
because
they don't like the title that it's going to be. You have to take it with a grain of salt. And if I can impart that to kids, I keep calling the younger generation kids, the ones that sit there and say, oh, my gosh, I got 1-star. And I'm like, oh, you've got 55 stars.
Listen, that's not only the young. It's anybody. People do get affected by that. And, Jack Remick is going to be on my show in a couple of weeks. I don't know if any of you know him. He was a professor. And he writes a lot of books, and he's such an interesting guy. But he always says what a review is just what someone thinks, but the thing he said is you're not going to write the book again, so just forget it. It's like, done. Move on.
Yeah.
But because it is hard for people. It is very difficult, and some people really, they do it to be mean, and that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
And people are like that, so you can't really think that much about it, I mean, I've been writing for a long time, doing screenplays and whatever, and I've gotten so many rejection letters. So you just keep them.
Oh,
you keep those letters. Now it's on, now you get it online. But before, it used to be letters,
I
have them.
I know.
I have them, and it just makes you move on further, So, I mean, that's
can be really good sometimes because it generates conversation, around the book.
Yeah.
And, like 50 Shades of Grey, as an example, you can either like it or not like it, but you're talking about it. And
that's
when you
true.
Talk about
that's
it,
true.
You get somebody else interested and they want to go buy it just to see what all the hype is about. And I think that's a lot of what drove
right.
that book to where it is. It's not necessarily the quality of this book or the story, but just the hype,
It's the hype,
and
of course.
Right.
That's what
I saw the movie. Did anybody see it? Did anybody see the movie? beside me?
I haven't seen it.
No. In fact, I haven't read the books. I did meet E.L. James. She's a very nice lady. And it feels bad that people are bashing her. And I just got offline, and I was really angry because apparently there was a tweet that somebody said she needs to be raped. I'm thinking, oh my God. Nuts? Yes.
I'm thinking,
this woman wrote a book. I don't know if you've ever saw the movie Saw, S-A-W.
Yeah, I saw it.
That was one of them.
But I couldn't, you know what, it was intense.
It was so over the top. And nobody blasted that and said, oh, my
well, they
gosh,
have Saw 6. How many Saws are there? Saw 20,
oh,
I think. I don't know.
There's
Saw,
so
there's a million
of them.
There's
a million of them.
Yeah.
But
to get rid, that's
know,
a bad thing. That's so
book.
Horrible that somebody said that. Oh, my God.
Yes. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, you are just horrendous. I mean-spirited people. I know a lot of people are jealous because this woman made a lot of money. But, you know, it's a book. It's a book. And book gets people talking. I mean, Lady Chatterley's Lover got people talking way back then. You know,
right.
I mean, the Happy Hooker. I never forget the Happy Hooker.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom never talked about sex. She was very English. Never talked about sex until I got engaged to be married. And she said, you know, your father's reading the whole Happy Hooker, and we're sitting on gold mines. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I was so embarrassed.
It's like too much information, too much, as a kid say, not too much information.
But the thing is, I grew up in England where sex is not, it's talked about. It's more in the newspapers. It's more everywhere. And so I can see why it went crazy over here because we are kind of in a way backwards as far as, you know, and not as open-minded.
You know, if you watch regular TV and you watch or cable or whatever, you know, the sex scenes on there are, you know, like The Affair, you know, a lot. I mean, it's on TV. Some of the techniques that they were using, it's not that many.
I know.
But it's, I think they're expecting something different, but listen, beyond everything else, the movie is making a fortune, and that is what Hollywood is. That's it. It's unfortunately, you know, sometimes, and I said to my husband about other things, there's so many good writers out there that never even get a shot at something. So it's the luck of the draw sometimes of who gets it and who doesn't, you know.
That
I mean,
true.
It's just, you know, and there, it just happens. Nobody ever knows what the next phenomenon is going to be. That's it. You don't know.
No, and
it could be anybody.
You know,
that's why people should keep going, because you don't know.
That's true. And, you know, I give you one good example is Colleen Hoover. Colleen Hoover lived in a trailer that was falling down, you know, around her. Living in, you know, she has two sons, and her husband just lost his job and everything. She wrote this book, and it went crazy.
Yeah.
And she's out of publisher. And you know, I met her the second year, and she's like, you know, I'm just so stunned. Because she says, I went from having nothing to figuring how we're going to fix our trailer to now, you know, dressed in the spotlight, being on the stage show. I mean, so you just don't know. You just don't know. And that's why I tell writers, don't give up.
Yeah,
because
you never know.
You never know.
Now, Susan, I look through a lot. So you do a lot of anthologies with people?
Yes. I like to do shorter stories. I've been working on my novels. I have four actually in my computer that I haven't published yet. I think I was waiting until I really felt I understood the business before I just thrust them out there. So I've got editors lined up. So they'll be out this year, which I'm very excited about. But I'm not in a rush for it. I know a lot of writers tend to just get so excited. I've written this amazing thing. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. I love it. My mom loved it. My sister loved it. You know, everybody I know loves it. I'm going to put it out there. That's not the way it works. We all know that.
No, that's very good.
Crafted.
But I noticed you had just, so do you like writing anthologies? Because I noticed, you know, you were in so many of them, and I thought, like, that's a good thing to do, though. I mean, you know, it seems like you've met a lot of people doing anthologies, so that's a good thing. You've seen their styles, and you find your own.
Exactly. And that's exactly why. It started with my then 5-year-old grandson telling me, Grandma, could you write me a zombie story? And so I wrote a zombie story for him. I'm not a zombie fan. I don't watch The Walking Dead. It's just, and I liked, when I was into horror movies, I used to watch all of them. But I'm just not a fan of that anymore. I think when you get older and you have a family sometimes, it's hard to, I know a lot of people love it, and it's great, and I'm happy for them. But anyway, so my grandson asked me to write the zombie story, but he wanted zombie ninjas, and I couldn't figure out how to make the body parts stay on. You know, the ninjas got it. So we kind of decided, you know, we're going to do that one. But so I wrote one about a catfish farmer and his foster brother. And so they ended up, and it was called Catfish Ain't Brain Food. And it just got a lot of interest from the folks that published that anthology, and they were very encouraging to me. And they said, gosh, you're funny. Your writing is really good. And so I got back into writing, because I'd written a lot when I was younger, and then raised a family and kind of put it away for a while, because that wasn't something that my now ex-husband enjoyed having me do. He needed me to be cleaning house and watching the kids and, you know, doing those wifely things that now I advise my daughters not to do. Have your life.
You can do
everything that you want to do, but don't feel like you have to do it all and sacrifice. So anyway, yes, I love anthologies, and you hit the nail on the head for the reason why. I have connected with so many people in the industry, people that are in the book with me, people that are putting them together. You know, I'm collecting my little friends. Like Carol gives out hugs, I give anthologies. I think Carol's way is over. Once validation, you get a lot more back from it. But yeah, I enjoy doing anthologies. Thank you for asking.
No, because I was looking right. Now I know why I couldn't thank Carol, because it's under Amanda.
I'm also when I write with my son, it's C. A. Coons.
Okay.
C for Carol, A for Adam.
Yeah, because I looked at things and I'm thinking, well, I don't know, you know, because I had to ask Willow that. And so I thought, well, after the show, I'll figure out what's going on here. You know, but I do think, you know, that's why it's a good thing, you know, because when you're on shows and you'll see, you'll meet different people. You know, I'm not going to say that everybody buys the book, because they don't. You know, Kelly, we know this. And we know this. And, you know, which is why, like, with the World of Ink, we are trying new things. You know, I'm actually doing this thing. It's called Sprout Social Media. And it's a place where you can go and tweet or do one thing, and it goes all, or it's like Hootsuite, but it's with a huge database. So I'm putting some of the World Ink things in there to see, because what we all need is readers. Most of the people on Facebook, they're authors, which is great to connect with, but it doesn't help sell books. You know, there's so many people out there that have books that they're not really selling a lot of books, and it's really not their fault. It's very different than it was a few years ago even. Willow, you know this, because there's so many.
Yeah.
And the reader, we've tried so many times just to get readers on, and they don't want to come on. We have authors, and we have so many different kinds of, you know, psychologists, psychiatrists, different things, but we don't have readers. And that's what I'll see how this is. And, you know, because they have small programs which you can, you know, people will, you make up your own content, but it goes through their database. And I think it's not the same database as Facebook, because Facebook, we've all used up our chances. It's like our cards are gone, because it's like nobody's buying. It doesn't matter if you give the book free. Nobody want. They just don't want to be bothered anymore. And so I think you have to go into, because, and that's one of the things, people shouldn't think they're not good writers because people aren't buying their book. It's not true. It's just not in the right places. Amazon, it's, you know, by looking at, you know, when you look at the stats of Amazon, it doesn't mean that they're selling all this. You could, you know, it really doesn't. You know, and some people, it's just, you know, internationally they get more, but it takes so much time away from writing to try to go into the international, go into Amazon, you know, in Brazil, they have Japan, and you have to fill out everything. So it is very time consuming. That's one of the problems, is just going to figure out where you're going to get people to buy your book. Because if you go to book signings or places like that, which Kelly knows, you sell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go out. Because these people are interested.
Yeah, I've had a lot better luck with personal appearances.
Yeah.
Have, you know, yeah. And I've started doing craft shows this last year, and that was totally amazing because I went with a friend of mine, and I've gotten addicted to beating, and it is such a bad thing. But I have
actually, you know what? I used to design jewelry, which you know, and I'm looking at your pictures. You really have some very pretty designs.
Oh, thank you.
I looked
very
at
much.
Them today. Yeah.
Much
they're pretty.
Fun. And we, so I started doing themed bracelets with the books and actually including the bracelets in the book, like a scene where, you know, a male character gives one to a female character and, you know, and that type of thing. And in this third book that I have coming out, I've actually got the bracelet mentioned in the book, and then I'm going to, it's coming out March 1st and for pre-order, and I'm going to make a contest out of it. You know, everybody who orders a pre-order gets a shot at the bracelet.
That's great.
And
that's good.
So just kind of doing some promo. But so I started going to craft shows, and I took my books just on a lark, just to have them. And that really wasn't why I was there. I was kind of there to help a friend of mine. Well, I just started talking to people, and I had my bookmarks, and I would walk up to somebody, and I'd say, "Do you read?" And that was my lead line.
Yeah.
And they would either say yes or no. And if they said no, then I didn't push, you know, I didn't bother. But if they said yes, I would ask, "What do you read?" And then I would introduce myself and say, "I'm a local author and here's my books," and blah, blah, blah. I sold out every single time.
Yeah.
And it's really just about stepping out there, connecting.
Yeah.
I would, you know, I even talk to people in the grocery store sometimes and hand out my bookmarks, and, you know, people think I'm crazy, but
no, it is. It's very hard to do though that sometimes, you know, because a lot of times I actually gave two bookmarks this week, and I'm thinking, yay, you know, because I really I keep them in my purse, but then I think, oh God, if they see me coming again, they'll go, here she comes, giving me something, you know. And but really, I've had so many people on that have said when they give bookmarks to people, it's really a good thing. It's hard to do, but once I guess you get used to it, you do it.
Well,
it's very hard to promote.
It's hard to promote yourself. Well, it's like public speaking. You know, it's the number one fear in the country, and it's just having that confidence to just step out there and say, "Hey, I'm Kelly Abel, and I'm good at what I do, and I want you to know about it." You know. And it's not I'm trying to force you to buy my books. I just want you to know that I'm an author and that I do this. And if you're ever interested, here it is. And I think
that's good.
Part of the battle. You know, it's not.
That's really good.
Am I getting tons of sales from it? I don't think so. But I'm building a readership. Even if I'm doing it one person at a time, I'm still building a readership. And that is what's important. Is like you said, the readers.
Yeah, Willow, do you give bookmarks out or any when you see people?
Oh, yeah.
You do.
Bookmarks, posters, necklaces,
yep.
bracelets, okay. anything they will let me shove in their hands, I give away. So
yeah. You're really bashful, Will. I like about you.
I'm so shy.
You
See,
are.
I like to
I'm
talk,
so
but
shy.
I like to talk about
you know,
their things. I don't like to talk about my things. I like to talk about other people's things, which is. You know, it's much easier to talk about other
like,
people than to yourself.
One
well,
of my
sure.
favorite things to do, and this probably sounds super narcissistic, but one of my favorite things to do is talk to my readers about my books.
Oh,
that when they've read a book and they want to talk to me about, you know, characterization and the world and what their opinion of what should have happened versus what I did. And to me, that's fascinating, and I feel like every time I get the chance to have that conversation, it makes me a better writer.
I love that, too.
When people
talk about your characters when they're people, it's so exciting. It's like, you know, I know these women that talk about my book, my Virginia Templeton, and, you know, and they're loving her, and they're, you know, and they're asking me questions, what she does next, and I'm thinking, it really does make an author feel great to have your character being talked about. It's such fun.
It is. It's fun.
Really fun. Yeah.
And
it is.
And it feels like, you know, there are things where I've had people say, well, you know, saying in birthright, well, when I read this, I knew this was going to happen, and I just really felt like they were going to end up getting really close. And I was like, wow, because when I wrote that, I didn't even realize that was going to happen.
I know. See, that's the thing, right, yeah. So it is. That is a fun thing.
They're like, you've hidden all these things. I'm like, well, I hid them from me, too, because I didn't know they were there.
Because sometimes you don't know these things. But
I love it. It's interesting.
Kelly doesn't even know this. I just decided, well, as I have been known to have a few ideas there. So I'm actually, my character, Virginia Templeton, she's beautiful and dresses well and everything. So I'm now going to do something. It's called Style with Virginia Templeton. So I'm going to be having a blog that does that. So I'll have to talk to you about that, Kelly. That was a new decision. But, you know, because I think for me, like, I don't know, but if anybody here would like to do this, it is fun, because I've said this before. When you have on Pinterest, use some of your characters and put their likes or dislikes on a Pinterest board. It's such fun. Mm-hmm. I know. Isn't it fun? Because you feel like you get close to your character, you know, where they would live and what they want to do. You know, because I think one of the things people forget is this is fiction. This is fun. It's fiction, and writing is fun and making up characters, and that's what I think people forget. It's not always about just how many books you sell. It's about the fun of it. This is fun,
right.
Making up people, characters. You know, it is. So if you do it on Pinterest or you do it on a blog as your character, it's fun. So I think that one of the things people forget is how much fun they can have. So it should be more fun. Then people, you know, we need to have fun in this world. Like you said at the beginning, there's so much going on in this world, we need to have some fun. And that's what your show is going to be about. So this is going to be exciting. So everybody has a topic on Sunday. Is that how it's going to go? Or Willow, Susan, Carol, Kelly, anybody?
Yeah, everybody has their own topic. Go, Jinx, go ahead.
So everybody has a topic. And then you're going to talk about that. And
everyone chooses, each of us have chosen what we would like to talk about. And you know, we'll do our research on whatever our topic is and bring it to the round table for discussion. And then we will open the floor for questions or more discussion on those particular topics. Should the need arise. Listen, I would like to, if you'll allow me for just a second, to butt in here with
absolutely.
Some sadness, but I really want to say this before I forget. An author in our community, Billy Hanlon, has passed away. It was very sudden and unexpected,
really?
And they are having a fundraiser to help her family. If you are an author and are listening to this, please look it up on Facebook.
To spell the name. Spell the name, Willow. How do they spell? How do you spell the name?
It's Billy, B-I-L-L-I-E,
mm-hmm.
Joe, J-O, Hanlon, H-A-N-L-I-N. If you will look for a Facebook event called Memorial for Author Billy Joe Hanlon, and please go donate something. I don't care what it is. Just donate something and help us, help everyone help. Raise money for the family because this was totally unexpected. She's very young. I mean, she wasn't old enough for sure to be ill and passed on. And I don't know the situation. I don't know how she died or anything, but
she's an author.
You know,
she was an author or what type of
author? An author. Yeah. Crystal Bones is one of her books. I don't know how many she has. But if you could go, please go find that memorial and donate something and help raise money for the family because they're going to need it. And that's it. I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure.
No, that's fine. That's fine. No. Well, it's when it's too, they're too young. It's always too young. And it's
It was very sudden, very unexpected. Is from what my understanding is, but they could use the help.
Okay.
And as far as back to the show, I am expecting for this to be very different and exciting. And I think it's going to be a wonderful place. I know it's a show and not.
Okay, what time is it at? What time? Let's tell everybody what time is that? What time is it? It's in the afternoon.
Yes.
Right? Late afternoon.
It is. The show begins at 1 Eastern Standard Time, 2 Central. It begins at 3 Eastern Standard Time.
So it's 2 Central.
I'm terrible with time zones, people.
Oh, no, you'll get, this is what you get.
Yeah, well,
this is like, right, when you do these shows, it gets you crazy because I always write it out. Okay, so if you do, it's 3 o'clock Eastern?
Eastern, yeah.
Okay, so it's 2 o'clock Central, 1 o'clock Mountain Time, and 12 o'clock then Pacific Standard, which is California.
Pacific.
So that's, you know, because it is difficult.
I really think that it's going to be fun. Because we tend to, well, we get a little out of hand, I think, us girls do, when we get together. At least we do in the message boards in our group. But
oh, and guys don't talk a lot?
Well,
really? No, they do. They do.
Carol is the voice. I think Carol is the voice of reason. Susan and Stacy get to going, and I just sit and laugh because I just can't. They crack me up so bad.
I'm an innocent victim. It's all innocent victim.
Oh yeah, right.
Didn't you challenge her to weird you out on every show? Something to that effect.
Did
you not issue a challenge to her?
Yeah, well, I'm sure she can too. So definitely you'll want to watch because it'll be good.
Yeah, I'm going to be the adult on this show. I'm going to be the adult. I can see it right now.
You know what?
It is good.
It's a Sunday afternoon, and it's fun, and it, you know, and it's different topics. But you know, like I was telling someone, even when I have a serious topic, you still, you know, the guests, we do enjoy, you know, being on the show, and we do say, you know, it's always something happening where it's not, you know, where somebody's not going to be interested in listening, because you know, even if it's a tough subject, you know, there are ways to, you know, make it more interesting for people to listen to, because you know. Unfortunately, people sometimes don't want to hear about topics that they need to hear about because it's very important, and I think that's what your show is going to do. You're going to give topics that sometimes people don't want to talk about a reason for people to listen, because this way, you know, they can just hear different viewpoints also on it. Because we all don't think alike.
And it's
going to
be honest opinions.
Yeah.
We do not know. We've not discussed these topics other than to say this is what my topic is. So we don't know whether the rest of us are going to agree or disagree. We have no way of knowing what's going to take place when the actual discussion occurs. And that's okay because everybody has a different opinion and everybody's allowed to have their opinion.
And you will always be able to find it, you know, on World of Ink Network. And so their shows will be on, you know, our page. And as I said before, it's on podcasts, you know, and different, you know, on iTunes. So you always will be able to. And you can always contact Virginia or myself, and we can get you in touch, you know, if you have a topic for the, you know, women to talk about, girls to talk about. And because there's so many topics. I mean, there's topics for women that our women are interested in, and there's so many of them that there's never a time where you won't have a topic because we have a lot of things going on.
And every show there's six of us, we will have six topics that we will be discussing every show, so
it's gonna be
sometimes
good.
We will have guests. I go ahead.
No, guys, I'm just, that's all I was going to say. I'm just, you know, repeating.
Sometimes we'll have special guests that will come on.
Yeah. That's a good
experts
thing.
Experts in certain fields and whatnot. And sometimes it's just going to be the six of us. It just, you know, just depends.
It's different points of view. And I think it's good. And
give
I think it'll be
time.
A blending. Yeah, I think it's going to be fun, and I think you're all going to get along really good. And I'm so glad that I've met Susan and Carol, and that you know that they've been on the show. And as I always say, which Kelly knows and Willow knows, anytime that you want to discuss your books or something, just let me know, and then you can come on one of the shows always. So, you know, we can always fit you in.
Thank you.
So, because we have a lot of different shows. We also have Family Matters shows, which is Virginia and I'm doing that, some of them now. And we have also, you know, on Women Empowerment, you know, with Tracy McDonald. We do have a lot of different shows. So, and Irene Ruff. So, you know, supporting the network, we all support each other, which is a good thing. You know, we try to support each other and listen to the shows and try to, you know, let our friends know about the shows, because Facebook, unfortunately, doesn't help us too much these days because they don't share, which, Kelly, we all know this now. They don't share like they used to. When I did shows at the beginning, we could put our show out and everybody would see it, but that's not true now. So we kind of have to keep posting it places so people see it, you know. And
yeah,
sometimes
it's amazing about Facebook. Facebook is really, like tonight, I put up a post, how did you meet me? Oh, my gosh. A million people must have saw it because it kept going ding, ding, ding. But then the other day I said I read this book and I really liked it, and I put the link. And I think like 3 people said they liked it.
That's because that's not because nobody said. That's because what Facebook has decided is.
No, that's what I mean. Yes. Facebook.
Yeah, they would like, right. They would like you to pay money to boost it.
Yes.
And what they do is if it's something that you ask a question, oh, it goes out all over the place. But it's about, yeah. Because I tried again to boost it, and it was ridiculous. It, you know, I did like a $10 thing, and it's ridiculous because they're not doing that. You know, so I think you know there are a lot of different social media types now of things to you know, and I think Blog Talk, they are always working on things also. So you know, your show will be getting out, and we do have a huge reach. If you don't, it's not that people might not listen to your show, but they do hear about you because we've been doing this for 5 years. So as soon as you do something, it goes right on Google, fire up, because it's the accumulation of all these shows that we've had. So you know, don't look at the numbers; don't always mean anything. It just means that. You know, it's just what they're showing you. But we have a huge outreach. So I think this is going to be good and you're going to enjoy doing the show. So I wish you all luck on doing the show. And if we can help you at all, Virginia and I will be happy to. And anybody want to say anything to close? Willow? Susan? Carol?
Just thank you for having us on and allowing
us you're welcome.
Talk about
we hope
it.
The show, I'm sure that, I don't say we hope, we know it's going to do good. And we hope you enjoy
you.
It. That's what the most important thing is. Have fun while you're doing it. Because I've done all these shows and I love it. It's just fun. You know, don't worry about anything else. Just have a good time and get the topics out. And I think you're going to get an audience. Give yourself time.
Thank you.
All right. Good night to everybody. And
good night.
And Kelly, thank you so much for coming on. Kelly, I do appreciate it. Kelly.
Oh, thank you for having
me. You feel good. Okay. You feel good. And everybody, good night, everybody. Have a good night.
Good night. Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye.